Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to LoudMouthRadio.com. As always, it's an amazing time to be on air, and we would like to thank all of our listeners for tuning in. Tonight, it is an awesome opportunity to listen and learn about a new and exciting business in the area on Tea Time. This show is being broadcasted live on LoudMouthRadio.com, as well as BlogTalkRadio.com. You can actually look us up on blogtalkradio.com/loudmouthradio. Make sure you put in two D's and you'll find us also easily on your computer. If you're listening on social media, be sure to tweet us, find us on Facebook. Make sure you put in loudmouth with two D's, Loudmouth Radio Network. And communicate, talk with us, chat with us, pose any questions, statements, comments, whatever you like. Our studio line is live at 347-826-7520. And we welcome all of our guests to come in and chime in. If you have questions for our guests, please, so friendly, hit the one on your keypad and we'll be able to bring you in and let you speak live. So for those who may be listening for the first time, we want to welcome you to our radio network. We are actually in our third year official season as a network, and we've been growing with leaps and bounds, and we're so grateful to have this opportunity to be on air as always. And tonight we have another wonderful show prepared for you. And I think you'll find out more insightful information about different things by connecting with us on Live Mouth Radio. Tea Time is an acronym for the Entrepreneurial Academy. And this show allows for individuals that are business owners, aspiring business owners, entrepreneurs to come on and talk about their business, their loves, their passions, and the things that they're doing within their own metro area. So tonight we're actually coming out of the metro Atlanta area, and we have an opportunity to speak with Anise Miner, who is no other than the proprietor of Eyelashes by Niecy, which is specializing in creating natural, beautiful eyelash extensions. From false single lash applications to clusters, individual and strip eyelashes are also available, and she's proudly serving the metro Atlanta area. And I hope that you have some opportunities to connect with her, and we're going to share how to connect with her this evening. Niecy, are you on the air with us tonight?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Welcome. Welcome to Live Off Radio. How are you today?
I'm doing just wonderful. Thank you.
As always, it's a pleasure to be able to connect with somebody on air. And this is, of course, your first time on the radio network with us. And we are so grateful to have our opportunity to hear more about your business. And for our listeners that, you know, have interest in regards to, you know, beauty and the beauty and hair care industry, all of these things kind of intertwine. So we're not going to waste any time, Niecy. I'll give you an opportunity to share. I definitely would love to know how you got started in this industry, which has really picked up a lot of momentum, you know, not only here in Atlanta, but just nationwide. So if you would, share with us how Eyelashes by Niecy came about.
Well, I've just always enjoyed the natural look of the eyes. I wore the lashes for like 8 years, and I had used to go to the North Lake area here in Atlanta on my lunch break and just get them touched up. And then one day it dawned on me, I can do this. And I just started out by, just experimenting on my sister, neighbors, and started out like in the flea markets, beauty salons. I would just go and kind of like network. And I just enjoy doing what I do, and I just get the gratification of just seeing how happy. It's just that little extra addition to just like you wear a hat or put on a nice dress and just looking at the eyes. So just a passion, and thank you so much for having me on the air.
Absolutely. And you know what's amazing? You know, you're speaking vividly about, you know, you this is something that you were utilizing as a consumer yourself, and you became fond of it most naturally. 8 years is a good time to be dedicated to doing something like this, and it's it seems only natural that it would be something that you would want to engage in yourself. You know, a lot of people have had opportunities to get exposed to the hair salons that offer, you know, of course, you got hair weaves and hair braiding shops, but I'm starting to see a trend of eyelash boutiques starting to really, you know, starting to pop up more. Because the reason why I'm saying that is because most times you'll see people offer lashes as an additional service, you know, within, mm-hmm. you know, maybe within a traditional salon setting. But we're starting to see more of the boutiques, which I call it a boutique, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm starting to see a lot of the eyelash boutiques come about. And, you know, so could you share with our listeners, especially for people who may have interest in becoming a part of this field, and at the same time, I think that it's important that people recognize this from the business level to have respect for the art of what you're doing, because you have to become certified or something like that and licensed. Could you share with our audience a little bit about that? But you do get licenses and certifications for this industry, right?
Yes. License and certification is a major requirement because of the sanitation and just being extra careful around the eyes. So you have to be certified under a certified lash extension. It's very important. I actually did two certifications under two major eyelash businesses, and basically I'm kind of like freelancing, so I'm not like tied down to any shop or spa or anything. But hopefully if I can, you know, as my business grow, I can expand more. But yes, the certification is very important.
Absolutely.
And
go ahead.
I do the extensions as well as what they call the individuals, which are they take as long to do. I also can do them like a very natural look. The extensions take about 2.5-3 hours, just depending on the shape of the eye. But I can actually do a set of extensions. The other ones for like probably 20 minutes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it is. Okay. It just depends on, you know, where the client.
You say that last part again?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I said it just depends on what the client, you know, prefers, but both usually last about the same amount of time as far as the application.
Okay, and how long is that normally? How long does it normally last?
I can do the individuals. I have those last like 3 weeks. I don't really like going over a month just for sanitation reasons. Both of the applications, you can have like the refills done. About 3 weeks to 3 to 4 weeks, because, you know, the longer you wear them, you get used to wearing them, the longer they actually stay. But I would give it, say, a good 3 weeks.
You say roughly give it 3 weeks as far as longevity, as far as somebody actually wearing them.
Well, yeah, that's for the individuals. The individuals, if anyone's familiar with, if you ever went like to the beauty supply store, they actually sell the lashes that you can apply. Those.
Okay.
That's the difference between the individuals and extensions. The extensions is where I take each individual eyelash and apply an eyelash to it, so it's a longer process. And, of course, you can do a little bit more with those as far
absolutely.
As swimming. Ever, yep. But that's the difference between the extensions and the individuals. But with the extensions, the eyelash normally grows out in 2.5 weeks anyway, so it requires a fill-in. So both require, like, maintenance.
Okay.
Yeah, but I know it might sound kind of, I'm just really trying to explain the difference between the extensions and the individuals.
Absolutely. So on average, what is the normal price range in the market that people would pay for individual lashes?
Now, the individuals now, they're kind of coming down on the individuals. You can pay $25 to $30 for one setting, the individuals.
Okay.
And it depends for the individuals, the touch-ups. You know, it could be one or two lashes off that need to be replaced. So it kind of varies as far as keeping the maintenance, which is, to me, more affordable if you're just going to, you know, keep wearing them. With
right.
the extensions, I've just been doing some research. When they first started out, it was like $225, $300. You can actually have a pair of extensions
wow.
for $60, $70.
Okay,
yeah.
So wait a minute. Are you saying the extensions, like for you to do a whole set, it could be as much as $200 to $300 for the extensions of the eyelashes to be done?
Yes. And
wow.
That's,
it is that an average?
That's the average, yes.
Oh, wow. All right. So a very lucrative.
It's very competitive now. I mean, if you go online and just search, a lot of businesses are like, you know, doing like $59, $69 specials, you know, just to build up.
You know what?
I
need
yeah.
you right. I saw somebody had a flyer, and, you know, a lot of times your presentation can determine a lot of things, but they were like $5 eyelash extension. So, I was like, okay, so, like, is there a certain amount of eyelash extensions per eye, or is it based on how you're feeling in the eye? Because I was like, dang, $5.
Yeah,
I didn't know if that was good or bad.
That's probably bad. And more. The average is like maybe 45 lashes per eye for the extensions.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, and it's more than that you get, because if you guys think about it, it's each individual eyelash that's on your eye bed is being attached to another eyelash. So the more the more expensive it could be.
Well, that makes sense because you said on average it's like 25 eyelash extensions per eye. And you do the math, that's roughly like $125 an eye. So that still puts you back into that price bracket of what you were saying, anywhere between $200 to $300. My God. So then what if you don't have no eyelash? Because some of our sisters and brothers, they around here with the question marks. Like, you can't, they don't have no buffers. So they got, like, you know, two little twangs and they waving at you. So what if you do not, and I'm not taking, nah, I ain't talking about nobody to the sense, like, it's okay. We got to work with what we get. But that's why people like a niece can take you from one end to the other. So if you only got, like, two eyelashes, how you make that magic go, girl? How you make that magic go?
Well, I've been kind of experimenting. I would like do a mixture of my the extensions and the individuals.
Okay.
Yeah, I can do that, but I'm not trying to, you know, like break people over eyelashes. And I just appreciate you having me on your show because I'm trying to keep it really reasonable and affordable. I'm still going through pains of the, you know, with the market and the advertising and all of that. But I deal with each client individually, and this might sound kind of like not really business-like to people, but it's sometimes it's on an individual, basis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for example, have a young lady coming in, like, you know, need to, like, do a lot of proms, and I know the money's tight and trying to get a dress. Well, so I'm like, okay, let me put this set on you, and you go show them and bring me two people. Your set is free. So I'm constantly just making deals out there to, you know, to make people happy and bring
right.
my clients.
I understand. That makes sense. That's fair enough. So let's do this. Say if mm-hmm. I came in and somebody said, well, look, what's a cluster? Because, like, I need to have some defining for those because I don't know the difference between some of the terminology. But what is considered a cluster?
Okay, the clusters are the ones that we call the individuals. These are the ones that you actually buy out of the beauty supply mm-hmm. store or Walmart. They come in a pack, and they actually look like clusters. Like, you know, it's an individual lash, but it looks more like a clustered lash. The difference
between
that.
So is that like, it looks like Snuffleupagus eyes, like the big eyes, eyelashes?
No.
Okay. Yeah, you have some Snuffleupagus going on.
And that's the look that I do not, I do not do that look. My look is just very natural. My clients, they get compliments all the time with people. They say, okay, you have a nice mascara. You can't even tell that these are those individual lashes that, you know, you purchase
gotcha.
Out the store. Yeah. So,
gotcha.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you one time. Okay, because I was going to say one time I remember we had an event and we shot some photos and somebody that was we were taking photos of, her eyelashes looked clustered, and I didn't know if that was a terminology or if that was a style, but it looked like she had knots on top of her eyelashes. They were so thick on the top of it. And I was like, I don't think they're supposed to look like that. So I was wondering if that was what was considered a cluster. I think maybe she just had some clustering. It wasn't clustered. It was bunched up. Okay. And then, so then a strip eyelash. What is considered a strip eyelash?
Okay, the strip eyelash is basically just comes in the pack. It looks just like one strip. So you just you don't have to do the application.
Individual.
Okay. Yeah, you just put the strip on the eye bed as best as you can. And I really personally, I do the strip, but I can work with the I just work better with the extensions or individuals because I, you know, the strips,
okay.
they really
you
don't
can do more lash. With them. It looks more natural, right, yeah. when you do the single lash.
Exactly, yes.
So the strip could be the one that, like, say, if it slide off and it be hanging down your eye and it's hanging all together.
That's
yeah.
That's a strip.
Girl, yeah. Mm-hmm. Girl. And see, I'm going to give a plea out to my sisters that's out here, especially you go to church. You know, you get in the spirit, honey, you start weeping and whap, and then, now there's water in these, because, you know, I've seen some sisters, girl, they get in the spirit, and they were looking beautiful when they came in, and then a few minutes later, you look back, and it looked like somebody done came and combed they bang over their eye. You think it's a bang, and it's their eyelash that be hanging down. So what I need to be sure of and understand is, so the strips, how do you secure, do you use glue, or is there some type of little bonding? Something
that's
adhesive or something?
Yes, there's an adhesive glue that's specially made for all of the whether it's a strip extension or individual lashes. The only difference with the individuals, extensions, that's more of a medical type glue that's made by pharmaceuticals.
Okay.
So there's a difference in that one.
Okay. So for all my people, understand, you're talking to somebody that has certified herself and done this correctly. So do not use bonding hair glue. Do not use super glue. You know, I'm giving you this. So because you will end up in the emergency room and your eyes will be stuck together. I think we should take a commercial break just on that note and let that sink in. What you think, Niecy? We'll take a quick break.
Yes, thank you. Okay.
You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network.
Hey, Sonny.
All right. Loudmouth Radio is going into its third year of broadcasting with new shows, new content for 2016. Be sure to connect with us online at loudmouthradio.com and find out about our upcoming shows and see what we may have to talk about. For more information, you can also contact our social media on Loudmouth Radio at Twitter and Facebook and on Instagram. If you have a business and have a desire to advertise your business with us on Loudmouth Radio, be sure to contact us at our social media and marketing line at 706-363-3895. You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network. All right, and we're back, and we're live with Miss Anise Minor of Eyelashes by Niecy. Niecy, you with us?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful, wonderful. So before we went to a quick commercial break, we were talking about glue and eyelashes and making the mistake of using super glue, hair bonding weave, things of this nature. And I'm saying this because it is so possible, and I've heard some stories of people doing things that were not appropriate to the eyelashes. So my suggestion is that you contact Ms. Niecy at 678-779-3497. And get them done properly and establish yourself. And, you know, you want to come out looking like a beauty queen, not snuffleupagus because your clusters don't ran together. You understand what I'm talking about, Niecy? So, Niecy, I have to ask, for those that may not have had an opportunity to have graced your beauty treatments and have had the experience, you do offer my mobile services.
Yes.
And please share with us, now this is something else too. I know that you had an opportunity to speak to somebody who had an interest in actually learning this craft. Now, am I correct in that you actually can certify, help someone to get their certification, help them to get the time needed?
Yes, I can. Being certified, I can do hands-on training.
Awesome. Could you share with our audience as far as time period? Is there a certain amount of time required to consider, you know, for your consideration of qualifying the certification hours?
Well, it's just 6 hours, and it actually depends on the individual. You know, sometimes it don't take the whole 6 hours. What I would ask is that person have a model to bring in, and it just basically depends on the individual. Sometimes, you know, we could do the 6 hours. Sometimes we'll have to come back and maybe do 4 more hours. But it's just getting the feeling comfortable, getting the technique down, and basically that's it.
Awesome. So as far as course requirements and all that good stuff, it's best that they contact you directly, find out pricing and rates and availability?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, well, let's share with the audience, what's your Facebook? I know you actually have a Facebook page that you just established, so if you would, tell the audience how they can reach you.
Okay, if you go on Facebook, if you type in Eyelashes by Niecy, my page should come up. I think I'm the only one with that name on there, and I apologize. I can't think of the address right now. Or you can
let me help you out.
Okay, thank you. Or
let me help you out. Go ahead.
Thank you so much. Eyelashes by Niecy at gmail.com.
Awesome. So for our audience, Miss Anise has her Facebook page set up at facebook.com/lashesbyniecy. So that's LASHESBYNEACY. So we want to make sure you're very clear on how to find that. And again, your phone number for them to be able to reach you, Niecy?
Oh, that would be 678-779-3497.
Awesome. So what areas are you serving? Do you have general areas as far as South Atlanta?
Well,
where, you know, you're,
actually,
Go ahead.
Yeah, I live in the Ellenwood area, but I do travel Decatur, Gwinnett. I can travel anywhere within the metro area.
Awesome. So for the most part, I think how much time, because I know lashes take some time to to be placed on, how much time should a person expect? If they set an appointment with you, you know, how much time should they expect to be with you to get the application of everything put on?
For the first time, I would say 2.5 to 3 hours for the extensions and 30, 40 minutes for individuals.
30 to 40 minutes for individuals. Wait a minute. Did I say that right? 30 or 40 minutes for the individuals?
Oh, I would. That's just really, really stretching it because the individual, actually, the application is just much more, less time consuming than the extensions are. I mean, I could do a set of individuals in 20 minutes, but if for the first time, you know, a person have to get used to it and they might blink or might need to rest a minute just to get used to, you know, the process. So I would say a good 30 minutes.
At least a good 30 minutes. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, there you have it. I think it's important that, you know, some people have really started to see the trend of eyelashes, but there's many people who have not had the actual application done. And sometimes, you know, we tend to be not as exposed to certain things. We may not know the tediousness or to the degree and level of what you may take in order for the service to be applied. So I think it's important that people are aware, you know, look, this is not just, you know, slap, 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 you walk out the door. You know, this could go anywhere from 30 minutes to 2.5, almost 3 hours. So that's a significant time period. So that, I think that kind of really establishes the reason, again, like you said, that it can range anywhere from, you know, on the low end all the way up to $200 or $300 for the application. So I thank you so much, Niecy, for this time. And I think that, you know, just from the things that I've been able to see that you've been able to do, you do some wonderful work, and we have some people that have sent a message and saying they want to get the eyelashes done. So you need to call Niecy at 678-779-3497. Do not send me messages. Let her know herself. And definitely go to her Facebook page, like her page at Lashes by Niecy, and that's spelled N-E-A-C-Y. Well, Anise, thank you so much for your time today. And
thank you.
I must say, it's been a pleasure meeting you from the beginning. I think that you've just had a wonderful spirit. No, thank you. And, you know, hopefully, I think that you just have such a patience and very honest spirit. I think that not only the application is important, but I'm going to suggest to people to connect with you definitely to learn the actual craft. I think you have a wonderful, gentle spirit when it comes to explaining this. And, you know, something like this with single lashes and extensions, that's not something that you don't need to be a person that doesn't have patience and do something like this. I think it's important that, you know, people connect with you and understand that the process takes a little bit. So I'm sure you got to have a steady hand, too.
Yes.
in doing that. And definitely, I recommend anybody to connect with you. So thank you so much for coming on Loud Mouth Radio.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Sonny, and thanks to all the listeners out there. And I do have to note, I apologize, my Facebook page is a little work in process. I'm trying to put some recent pictures up there, so bear with me. And I do want to note my daytime job. I work for the Center for Disease Control, so I'm really, really busy during the day, and I have to separate my, you know, Facebook stuff because I work in media with CDC. So just want to throw that out there. Don't get discouraged. Just hang in with me when you go to my page. But my contact information is there.
Absolutely. I love it. And you know what? I'm glad that you shared with the factor that, you know, and this is what the show does. It allows people to come from all areas. So you could be a pro, you could be starting up, you can be in the midst of, you can be in the growing phase. But at the end of the day, you're doing it. So, Anise, congratulations on stepping out on faith and actually taking something that you know to become a liking to you and really enhancing it and making it a craft and now into a career. Thank you, everybody, for listening. You're so welcome, darling. Thank you, everyone, for listening and tuning in. Again, we thank you for listening to another fantastic show with Tea Time, the Entrepreneurial Academy. And we're going to welcome you to listen in as we start our new shows, new content. And we're so excited about our new host, Sterling Powell, that's coming in from Tampa Bay, Florida. That wizard there is going to give you some exciting conversations, some great topics. And as always, Jazzy and I, Sunny, your producer and media host, thanks you so much for supporting us. We're looking forward to sharing all of the new and exciting things that we have going on. And as always, you guys be a blessing. And have a fantastic night. Good night.